The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
We're going to get to our guy in just a second because we love this every week. But quick finish. Now, Brian, who would you, Robin's question, what would you tag? You had to get a tattoo.
I'm getting paid in the scenario, right?
No, just to answer the question. Quit trying to create answer a question.
Well, I said I'd do McGregor if I was getting paid for that fight.
You're not getting paid. You have to get a tattoo.
I guess if I had a kid, Mom? I would get a kid.
Okay.
Like if I had a kid, I'd get the tattoo.
We'll let you off the hook.
Nice. All right, last one. Barbara Sinatra died today. She was 90 years old. She outlived Frank by 20 years. What is your favorite Frank Sinatra song?
Oh, gosh. New York, New York, I guess, right?
That's a good one.
It's the most famous one, but he had so many of them.
So many.
Yeah, it's
Young
hard.
At Heart.
It'd be hard for me to put one on there, but that's the one that he always stopped down.
Do you know Sinatra, right? Do you have a song?
That's the only one I really know. New York.
You know a lot more. It's just that's the one.
I don't know names.
Songs.
My Kind of Town.
Another great one. There you go. He's covered some towns, hasn't he? Chicago, New York. So one of the best of all time. That's a long time to live without your, when your loved one passed away. Good for her. Tough woman. So best of the Sinatra family. It's time now to get into. I'm going to ask him that maybe he has a tattoo of somebody. And Robin, your
face
question.
Too.
Yeah, the face of a tattoo. We're joined in now by. Well, he pumped in 27 more points as they go to 5-0 now. Segs in the Big Three league. The trilogy continues to roll undefeated. We're joined by what may be our favorite segment of the week. Rashad McCants joins us here, the former first pick of this league in the Big Three, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. What's up, big fella? How you doing?
Man, it's good to be back. It's my favorite time of the week.
Well, we love it, too. You go get 27, and then you look forward to coming on here. I like it. So, Robin had the question in a game we play, my man. If you had to go, let's say you had no, I know you got some tats, but if you had to go right now and get a tattoo of somebody's face on your body, who would it be?
Strategically?
Ice Cube.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Rihanna.
Rihanna. Mm. Nice. Hold that thought because that may lead to another question I have for you a little later on in this segment. Let's talk. You guys rolled into Chicago, huge crowds. You put it on them. You threw in 27 on them. I know you get pumped up every single week, but, man, this had to be that big, great town of Chicago to see that response. You had to love it this past week.
It was very electric, man, and it seems to be a repetitive word that I use to describe the crowd every week. Sell out 5 straight weeks now. But as far as my mentality, we were really focused as a team on just getting a win and not letting one slip through the cracks. Going 4-0, that's one thing, but being 5-0, we knew that it was going to be a challenge for us going in, so we wanted to make sure, aside from the hype of the crowd, that we locked in and got the job done.
And you started, first 7 points, got your team going with a fast start. You're headed to Dallas on the 30th, and I know Dallas awaits, but that should be a pretty doggone impressive crowd as well.
Oh, man, it's probably going to be the best one yet. Just seeing that, the Texas crowd is always one of basketball's greatest arenas when you're speaking of, Houston Rockets, Dallas Mavericks, San Antonio Spurs, the Dallas Cowboys. You got great history there, so we definitely expect a good crowd. But I think right about now, week 6, everyone's got their legs under them. We all know who can do what, and I think now the league is going to start to get even better.
And you continue every week not only to get better but to validate why you were the first pick of this draft. Now, the most important thing we got to know, did you get your big baller shoes yet?
I haven't gotten my big baller shoes.
I've had it. I've had it with LeVar. Come on, LeVar. Step up your game.
LeVar, step up your game, baby. We out here fighting for you. You got to let me fight back. At least let me wear the shoes.
Okay, are you a low-cut guy or a high-top or a three-quarter cut guy with your shoes?
I'm a three-quarter. I'm a three-quarter guy, but I've been experimenting with the low-tops of late. I really want to wear the Steph Curry 4 shoe as well, the high, just to see what it feels like. I'm a big sneakerhead, so I like to wear everything.
How many pairs of tennis shoes you think you got in your closet right now?
Oh, right now, I got about 30 pair. Nothing extravagant.
What's the most you have when you were in the NBA and getting those free shoes and had a shoe deal? What would be your top level? I mean, have you clipped 250 pairs ever?
Yes, for sure.
And that's just tennis shoes.
Those are just no boots, just all Air Force Ones and Jordan.
Good gracious. We could we could make a lot of money. Let's start our own brand. We'll come up with a name for you and I to start. And then we won't have to wait on LeVar to send the shoes down the pike.
Yeah, man. Hey, LeVar, we're going to have some real issues. I don't get these shoes for the season, man.
Rashad McCants, Big 3 Trilogy. They are 5-0. His 27 points keep them undefeated. On to Dallas next up, the 30th of July. All right, here we go. Here's our favorite time of the week. As always, Kyrie Irving's, you know, the talk about him wanting out and from underneath LeBron to go somewhere else. Will he be a Cleveland Cavalier? And is this a wise move by a guy who's probably the second most powerful man in the NBA and LeBron James? What right move, wrong move by Kyrie?
Oh, man, it's tough. We've been talking about it all week. I think it's a gimmick move, to be honest, because I believe they're going to have to make up and Kyrie will come back and just have D-Rose is playing as a backup. That would be a great scenario that would alter Kyrie going down in history as making one of the biggest mistakes that he could make in his career. But I also see his point in wanting to just separate from LeBron and having his own legacy. You know, and I think a lot of players have done that. He's not wrong for doing it. He's already won a championship. He has nothing else to prove when it comes to chasing rings as everyone else is doing. So, you know, he wants to build on his legacy. I can see that point as well. But as far as him and LeBron having a beef, that's an interesting topic as well, because a lot of players wouldn't even come out and mention his name in that type of light without having as much confidence as Kyrie has.
Will he be on the Cleveland Cavaliers when we start the season?
No.
Where will he be?
I believe he goes to the Phoenix Suns.
In kind of a three-way deal, him to the Suns, Carmelo, Houston, and then somebody from Bledsoe possibly as the point guard in Cleveland?
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. All right.
Bledsoe is a Rich Paul client.
That's right, who's LeBron's guys, right?
Yep.
There you go. Well, see, Rashad's already in the front office. We were going to get to in a second as well. All right, rate Donald Trump's first 6 or so months in office.
Woo! Man, I don't want no backlash from this, man.
There's no backlash. You're allowed, my man. You're allowed to vote. Go ahead.
Pay taxes.
Plus, remember, it's just nobody's watching. It's just us. We're just having a friendly conversation.
Man, Donald Trump is like Frank Underwood, man. I don't know.
House of Cards.
Going across him. I'll give him a D plus, C minus.
And you're willing, and as we continue to go on, you're one of those guys, it seems to me, that you're giving anybody a chance. But right now, you got him at a D plus, D minus right now?
Yes, just because of the race wars and all the misunderstandings that he's created amongst getting into office could have been avoided. So that's, you know, and the bigotry and all the other stuff that he presents, I'm not saying that that's who he is.
Right.
But what he's presenting to the world, we could do without, and that's what gives him the low grade.
And last serious question, I like I said, I love how forthright you are about this stuff. And have we taken a step back? You know, we it seems like we make great strides with, you know, diversity and the battle against race issues in this country, Rashad, but outside of sports, just in society, do you think we've taken a step back in the last couple of years, race-wise?
Oh, I think so. Just because there's so much separation.
Right.
There's separation and understanding of the language we all should be speaking, which is positivity. We keep being reintroduced to the history of what's happened, and there's a denial. There's one, a denial of the history, and then two, there's just a hindrance and such a hidden history of everything that's happened. It's hard to get over any kind of hump, or it's hard to heal any wound when there's a lot of people refusing to admit that there is a wound at all. So I think the first thing is just everybody to understand that there's history. There's history for people to be bitter and be angry and be mad. But also, there's our own accountability. We need to be accountable for everybody. Needs to be accountable for what they do, what they are, and what they can be. And I think we have taken a couple steps back because we don't have any real leadership.
Right.
We don't have any real leadership when it comes to fixing the problems. fixing it. We all want to sit on TV and talk about what the issues are, Kaepernick, and everyone's trying to take their stand, but we're not following it up with any action. We're just continuing to chastise each other.
And it's okay to be angry? Yeah, it's okay to be angry as long as we funnel it towards dialogue and trying to make a difference. All right. Okay, your dream celebrity date. You mentioned your tattoo, so maybe that's part of it. Who's your dream celebrity date right now? You get 24 hours with her.
Oh, my Lord. You guys are setting me up here, man.
I know you'll give me the truth, so that's why I ask.
I mean, but a lot of
And Chloe's off the table.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm going to stick with my guns here. I'm going to stick with my guns, and I'm going to stick with Rihanna, and I'm just going to, you know, hope that she's listening.
And, of course she is. Millions are watching and listening. Of course she is. You know that.
What else would she be doing?
Exactly. Come on, man. You know better than that.
What else would she be doing?
That's right. Okay, three biggest things on your bucket list, your top three bucket list things right now.
I want to go to Egypt.
Okay.
And I want to look for UFOs.
Okay, there's two. There's two. What's your third one?
My third one would be... I would like to do a joint venture business deal with Jay-Z and Mr. Puff Daddy.
All right. Okay, so there's that. It may take you a while on the UFO thing, but if you find one, you come back on here and tell us. I'd like to hear that one.
Yeah. I'm looking for him, though. I got my flashlight.
There you go. You're a GM, and you can hire any coach, college or NBA. Who's your coach?
If I'm an NBA GM?
Yep, but you can take a college guy out. You're an NBA GM. You get one coach. Who do you want?
Wow. I'm going to bring in Sam Cassell.
As your head coach?
As my head coach.
Give me one reason why.
Sam Cassell is by far one of the more experienced, high IQ basketball players I've ever been around outside of Mark Jackson. He knows the players. He knows the game. He knows the business. And I think that he's one guy that hasn't been given a chance that can show guys like Tyronn Lue, guys like Earl Watson, the younger guys, exactly how to get it done, exactly how to get the players' attention and get them to play for you.
Okay. And I've got some more, but I'm going to save – I got one more real quick. I'm going to save these till next week because some of these are not time-sensitive. They'll be available next week. With the money you've made, what's the – craziest or wildest, just fun thing that you've blown money on that you said, I can't believe I did that, or I'm really happy I did?
Well, I was launching a company called Young Boss Generation, YBG, and I threw a party in the Hollywood Hills during 2012 BET weekend. It cost me about $150,000 to throw that party. And it was the launch of my company. It was the wildest thing I ever done. When I got the tab, I didn't know it was the tab until it was too late to pay it. And I had to pay it. And I just looked around. I was like, shit. Well, okay. We got to do it. So let's get it done. And looking back on it, I would have done it differently.
I would imagine so. But, hey, you live and you learn, right, my man?
You live and you learn. Definitely in business. You live and you learn.
Well, we're going to catch you next week. Think about these. Are pro athletes too sensitive? We're going to talk to you about that because I know you'll be upfront and honest with us. Yes, sir. We got a lot to talk about next week. You go get them in Dallas.
Yes.
Continued success on the undefeated run. We love having you on. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, Rashad. Thanks, bud.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Appreciate it. Rashad McCants.
Our guy.
Getting after it, man. Getting after it. Can you imagine $120,000 sakes? Right around there throwing a party.
No.
Oh, by the way, here's your bill.
What?
I think you said a buck 50.
Yeah, I think it was, did you say 150? That's a lot
of
coin.
Mean mug Rihanna. She was sitting courtside at his game.
Yeah,
like
maybe.
Well, it sounds like he wouldn't.
Yeah, Rihanna needs to recognize. Find Rashad McCants. We'll talk more with Rashad. So many questions to ask him, and he's always honest with us. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. Segs, what do we got next? Are we talking Sharks next? What do we got next?
No, next is the Patriots go undefeated.
Oh, yeah, the undefeated talk about Sharks. The Patriots. Oh, and it's why they will or why they won't. It's the Sean Salisbury Show right here on BN Sports and SB Nation Radio.